Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP at 6:53. We'll get some snow this morning, coating to 2 inches. We'll see, and they'll change the rain in 42 by this afternoon.
This is like one of those remember when moments for me. Mm-hmm. They got the press release yesterday. Ozzy's doing his No More Tours, too. So this is, he's not retiring. He'll do one-off shows and probably like a little Vegas thing or whatever it is, but this is going to be his last tour, allegedly. I believe it. I do. I believe it because he's up there in age, and he'll do like a one-off. He'll probably do a festival here or there, but no touring, right?
In parentheses, after Jones Beach, September, whatever, it should say, if he makes it to that day.
Like, right.
Who knows? Maybe the tour stops in the middle? I don't know, but hopefully he does.
Last time I saw Ozzy was at the Garden, and I had gone into the show. I was going with my friend Chris. Actually, I was with a bunch of listeners, too. We took the limo bus in, and I had said, I hope he lip-syncs because it'll sound great. The songs will sound great. And honestly, I don't know if he was lip-syncing or not, but the show sounded awesome. Uh-huh. And when I got this press release yesterday, because Ozzy was my first ever concert.
Yeah.
First ever. And I was 13, I think, or 14 years old, and my old babysitter took me to the show. It was me and my buddy and my old babysitter. And you go to your first concert, especially when you're that age or even maybe a little bit younger, and you have absolutely no idea what to expect, right? And then you go in. Like, first off, I couldn't, like, my eyes were just, like, wide open to the whole experience. I mean, we're in the Coliseum parking lot. There's an old Chevy that's in the, like, spray-painted Ozzy is God on the side of the on the side of the car.
Right.
I remember guys asking outside, who needs hits? You need hits, hits, hits. And I didn't know what hits was until I was a little bit older. I was like, oh, this dude was selling acid at the Ozzy show. I had no idea. And then you go in. I don't expect the lights to go out. You know, I'd never been to anything like this before. And all of a sudden, you know, well, it was Metallica first, so you got that. I was like, oh, my God, what is this? You know,
crazy.
What is going on here? And then when Ozzy came out and the lights went back down again and this big gargoyle chair comes down from the roof and Ozzy gets off. This is, it was Ultimate Sin, so he was all glammed out, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But Blockbuster's flying, I mean, he's flying across the Coliseum. Oh, I don't think I blinked the entire time.
You don't want to miss anything, huh?
No. And then, so when I got this thing that he was retiring, I was like, it made me think of that first concert experience that you have.
Yeah.
And with a big ass smile on my face and just put me, like, I could tell you everything. I could tell you the color of that Chevy. I could tell you the dude that was trying to sell acid had like long hair and a ponytail and a vest.
That's surprising.
With a Venom patch on the back.
Yeah.
And it was like all this. I remember all of it.
Yeah.
All of it. Just so great.
Yeah, your first concert. The first one I went to was actually last minute. I was maybe 15. I was a freshman, whatever, freshman, 14. And my buddy's girlfriend's older sister was going to Elton John that night with her boyfriend. He had to cancel. He couldn't get out of work, had to work. Nobody could go. And I was like, Mom, I have a chance. She actually called the house and said, do you want to go? Because we all rode the bus together.
Right.
And she had just gotten it. She was like, I guess she was 17. She's got her license. She was just a junior, whatever she was. She was definitely older. And she drove us to the concert, and the two of us went and saw Elton John. And I had a similar experience with, I couldn't believe the heat from the lights and the flash pots and the costumes. I'm like, this is, and I liked Elton John.
Right.
His greatest hits was like my favorite 8-track.
Yeah.
And then we go to this concert, and it blows your mind how it's put together. We kind of take it for granted now as adults.
I remember getting,
but it's amazing when you're 16 or 15.
I got the phone call. I was at my friend Kevin's house from my mother, who said, now she used to work, my old babysitter used to work with her. My mother goes, do you want to go see Ozzy Osbourne? I was like, who's this?
Yeah, right, right.
She's like, do you want to go see Ozzy? Mary's going, and she'll take you and one of your friends. I'm like, hell yeah. And my mother bought me Ozzy Osbourne tickets. Yeah. I'm like, you're pretty cool. That was great. I mean, I could look at that day, that whole day being excited leading up to the whole thing. The whole thing, just awesome. Ugh.
Yeah, it was a total surprise for me, too, now that I think about it, because, yeah, she called last minute.
Yeah.
I'd never been to a concert in my life. I can't even believe my mom said yes. Very surprised.
Right? That's why I couldn't believe my mom.
I expected a no.
My mom, do you want to go see Ozzy? Yeah. Awesome! Yeah. That was me.
And I'm going to close the loop. You're going to go see Ozzy and close the loop with him. We're going to see Elton next October at Madison Square Garden on his final tour.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And close the loop.
Saw him in, what, 77? Now I'll see him in 2018.
Good I tell job. You what, between retirement and dying, I don't know who's going to be left by next summer.
All right, 6:58. Here's Ted.
Your BAB Brown's Jeep headquarters in Patchogue, Long Island traffic.
Just after 7 o'clock, Roger and JP on BAB. Ozzy is coming to the beach this summer, well, September 8th. And it was just announced yesterday, the No More Tours tour.
Right.
No JP's more tours. First concert, Ozzy and Metallica.
No More Tours tour 2. Because he pulled this one back.
Didn't
he? When No More Tears came out, he was going to retire.
I mean, you never forget that first concert when it is just a shock to the senses because you don't realize it's going to be that loud.
Right.
The light show, the fire, and whatever
you
it is.
You just think you're going to see a band play. As a kid, right. I just thought I was going to see a band play a show.
I mean, they're vastly different, but Elton John was the same experience for me where I was just blown away by what was going on and never, ever conceptualized this large bowl of people all at once going crazy for one guy. Until you do it, it's amazing. Good morning. What was your first one? Go ahead.
Ozzy Osbourne. It was actually Black Sabbath. I had to dig my father's car out of 2 feet of snow in 1978. And guess who the warm-up band was?
Van Halen.
Who they were.
Van Halen.
Van Halen.
Yeah.
And it was probably the most memorable and the best concert I ever saw in my life. First album, started with Running with the Devil. Ugh. You know what I mean? It was awesome concert.
That is awesome.
2 weeks later, I had to dig my father's car out of 2 feet of snow again because I was only 15. He took me to see Emerson, Lake, and Palmer at the Coliseum.
Damn.
Oh, that's cool. Did he take you to Black Sabbath, or you went with friends?
Yes, he took me to Black Sabbath, me and my two cousins.
That's awesome. You got a good dad right there.
Very cool.
That's a good dad.
My father was older, and some dude passed him a bong, and he was like, no. My father's like Elliot Ness. He's like, no, thank you, don't do that.
Yeah, those are the days when you could bring a bong into a concert.
Right.
What the?
Those were the days when you could do that.
Dude, those were the days when you could bring a bomb into the concert.
That's right, nobody searched anybody.
Thanks for the call, man. Bet.
I mean, how else would people be throwing M80s from the upper deck?
That was my point, yeah.
I mean, all you do is walk in, they tear your ticket.
Dude,
or you just show your ticket and walk in.
I just remember going, oh, my God, they're blowing M80s. Bah, boom, bah. Because there was explosions going on the stage, but then you can just see the lit fuses going across it and just blowing up all over the place.
Absolutely nuts.
Instead of fearing for my life, I was like, that's the coolest thing ever.
What's wrong with us? 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic.
You gotta realize, though, I grew up on a block where they used to have M80 and Blockbuster Wars with slingshots. I was almost used to it by then.
Roger, JP. JP, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 7:08. We're talking about your first concert ever. Remember that? Of course you do, right? It's just an amazing experience. No matter who you see, your first concert, it just blows your mind because it like overloads your senses. Good morning, BAB. Who's this? What's going on?
Yo, what's happening, man? Roger, JP.
Smokey, what's up, brother?
Yo, man, my first concert, man, was Black Sabbath with Ian Gillan. And Quiet Riot opened up, man. And I remember driving there in my 1973 POS purple car that had coat hangers, duct tape, and shoelaces holding the exhaust system on, man.
I love it.
Great show, man. We got so close to the stage, man. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's when you used to be able to rush the stage, right?
We rushed the stage, man. We had such a great time. And then we wound up getting so wasted, I don't remember the second half, really. But
right.
That's rock and roll, brother.
Right.
Great memory, Smoke.
Later, buddy.
Oh, man, great time. Thanks, man.
Yeah. You got it. Yeah. It's so much more than that. It's the anticipation leading up to the whole thing. You know, that day, you know you're going. Yeah. You go to school with the T-shirt on the next day.
You feel so cool the next day. Cause,
yeah. You went to see Ozzy? Damn right I did.
That's what they said to me. You want to see Elton? No, I didn't say that. Actually, at the time, he was a straight up one of the main rock guys there was in, like, 77. That's where it was.
Don't try to make it cool.
No, that's where it was. He opened with Saturday Night's All Right. It was great. Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same. BAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP at 7:13. We'll get some snow later on this morning, and it'll change to rain. We might get an inch or so, something like that. And it'll go up to 42, so it should be gone this afternoon. We're just talking about first concert experiences and how it just, you know, really blinds and overloads your brain where you can't even believe what you're seeing, but it's a lot of times we all describe it as just the greatest concert you saw. Good morning, B.A.B. Who'd you see? Go ahead.
Van Halen, March 31st, 1984, Madison Square Garden.
Nice.
Yeah, my first concert, I was in seventh grade. I remember the kids in the hallway. I swear Van Halen took to school every day. Not the same one, but... And they used to be like, how many more days for the show, Rob? And
right.
77 more days. Oh, God. I'll never forget it. It was amazing. It was sold out. Still to this day, my favorite band. And then more vintage stuff, but...
Do you remember from that tour when David Lee Roth did the whole rap about... You know, why don't we just stop the show and go across the street and have a drink? And the whole place would go nuts.
I know all the lines. He said it all. You know, where's the beef? Oh, that commercial was big at that time. He said that one.
Yeah.
I hate him.
Good stuff.
I do. I can't stand David
Lee
Roth.
But at the time, we loved him.
Yeah, I know. The videos.
He was great.
You know, you watched the videos, he was a god. And then you would get him in real life. I'm like, you're a dick.
He was just the king of the one-liners. What a comedian, you know?
Yeah.
No, they put on a great show.
It's like if Henny Youngman became
a
rock star.
Show to me, man. He jumped off that kid. They kicked it off with Unchained, my favorite song.
Yeah.
He didn't light the gong on fire, but oh my God.
Yeah.
It was just.
Right on.
It was just. I was on edge the whole time. My sister brought me. It was crazy.
Hey, thanks for the call. Good job.
Thanks, man.
All right, bye.
Later.
That's some detailed memory he's got of that show. And that's great because he remembers so much. It reminds me of going to the 1984 tour, and he's totally right. That whole show was just crazy.
It's just, back to the memory, it's just like that you don't know what to expect to get in, and then when you get in there, you just never, you have, like, you think you know what you're going to see, and then when you get in there, you're just like, well, that was way beyond anything my brain had laid out for me, you know?
More amazing than you can ever imagine.
Right.
And it's your first ever. It's pretty cool. All right.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.